Unit 6. The Mid-Autumn Festival.
Without question, one of the most important festivals in many Asian countries is the Mid-Autumn Festival, also known as the Moon Festival. As the name suggests, this festival is held in the middle of autumn every year. Because the precise date of the Mid-Autumn Festival is based on the Chinese lunar calendar, it is held on a different date every year. But it is always on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month. This date usually falls sometime in late August or September. There are many legends about the origins of this festival. One ancient Chinese myth tells of a great archer, Ho Yi, and his wife, Cheng O, or Cheng Er. According to the legend, at one time there were 10 suns in the sky, rather than the one we have today, and the world was in danger of dying. Ho Yi used his bow to shoot 9 of the suns and save the earth. As a reward, the goddess of the western heaven gave Ho Yi the elixir of immortality. However, the curious Cheng O drank it accidentally. She found herself becoming lighter and lighter until eventually she reached the moon, where she lives in her palace to this day, with a rabbit who makes magic potions for the gods. In China, as well as in other countries, this festival is marked by family reunions, gazing at the moon, and by friends and family exchanging moon cakes. The moon cake is a small round cake stuffed with such things as red bean paste, 5 different types of nuts, lotus paste, and the yolk from a duck egg. The history of mooncakes traditionally goes back to the 14th century, when China was ruled by the Mongols of the Yuan dynasty. According to legend, an uprising against the Mongols was planned, and details were written on secret messages that were hidden inside round cakes. The message said that the uprising would start on the 15th day of the 8th month. The uprising was successful, and to this day, the event is commemorated with mooncakes. In China today, mooncakes are an important part of the festival, and they are passed out to family members, employers, and friends. In the old days, scholars who tutored students also gave mooncakes to each of their students, who then gave their tutors an envelope of money. In Hong Kong, during the Mid-Autumn Festival, a table is set outside the house, with dishes of round fruit, which represent the full moon, moon cakes, rice, wine, and tea. Today, most families in Hong Kong celebrate this holiday with a family dinner. If there are young children in the family, parents may take them out to a nearby park or to the beach so that everyone can gaze at the full moon. The family may also set up lit candles all around themselves while they watch the moon rise. Korea also celebrates its own version of the Mid-Autumn Festival. All stores and businesses take the day off so that families can spend the day together. On the morning of this holiday, almost everyone dresses up in their finest clothes, men in suits and women in the national dress of Korea. For many people, the first business of the day is to visit the family burial place, where families offer sacrifices of traditional food at graves. The family then comes together for dinner. The Mid-Autumn Festival in Vietnam is seen as a children's festival, but it is also enjoyed by adults. Moon cakes are exchanged and enjoyed by everyone. Paper lanterns are also an important part of the celebration in Vietnam. Many shops begin selling the lanterns long before the festival, and children may be seen playing with them for several days before the actual day of the celebration. On the night of the Mid-Autumn Festival, children put candles into their lanterns, and then they all take their lanterns out onto the streets, where the colorful parade of glowing shapes lights up the night under the full moon.
Unit 7. Car Culture.
Worldwide, 40 million new passenger cars are built every year. A recent study estimates that the number of cars on the world's roads will triple over the next 20 years, to 1.5 billion cars. Most of this growth will take place in China, where there is currently one car for every 100 people. In comparison, a survey done in 2003 revealed that there were more cars in the United States than drivers. The United States, possibly more than any other country, has been completely transformed by cars. Cars are so common today that it is difficult to imagine a time without them. However, cars did not become necessities for families in the United States until after World War II. Prior to that time, cars were seen mainly as toys for the rich. By the end of the war, however, people were tired of saving their money and rationing items. They were ready to have some fun. Unlike Europe and Japan, whose industries had been wiped out by World War II, factories in the United States could quickly be changed from production of wartime items to mass production of such luxury items as cars. Two other factors also helped the population of the United States take cars into their lives: low oil prices and drivable roads. As cars grew in popularity in the United States, there were also changes in lifestyle. Farmers, who were once isolated from society by rural life, now took weekend trips into the city. Also, workers in the cities no longer needed to live in inner-city housing in order to keep their jobs at nearby factories. Those who made enough money moved out of the cities and into the suburbs. Now that each family had its own car, commuting to work from the suburbs became a common practice. The car boom also brought about changes in many businesses. Suddenly, drive-in movie theaters and drive-through restaurants began to appear across the country. Cars not only changed the way people lived, they also changed the way they thought. Traditionally, because young people spent most of their time outside school in and around the home, the strongest role models for teenagers were their parents. However, once they had their own driver's license and had access to cars, teens began spending more time out cruising with friends. Therefore, they became less likely to follow the behavior of their parents and more likely to follow the behavior of their friends. The word cruising was coined to refer to the act of driving with the purpose of watching others while being seen. One city in California, Van Nuys, was particularly famous for the nightly ritual of cruising. It was not uncommon for people who lived 300 kilometers away to drive to Van Nuys and drive up and down Van Nuys Boulevard along with hundreds of other teenagers cruising the street. People who lived along the street would sit on the porch in front of their houses to watch the parade of cars slowly drive by each night. The car boom of the 1950s continued into the 1960s as new car models became more and more outrageous. In the early days of cars, car design was quite conservative. Henry Ford, founder of the Ford Motor Company, is claimed to have said about his most popular car of the 1920s, the Model T, "You can have it in any color as long as it's black." All at once, huge tail fins, superpowered engines, and multicolored bodies were only a few of the accessories new car buyers could choose from. One thing producers paid little attention to, however, was safety. It wasn't until the mid-1960s that consumers began to demand that all car companies include at least a few common safety features in new cars. These new standards eventually led to safety features such as seat belts, airbags, anti-lock brakes, and automatic door locks. Despite these safety features, there are over 1,250,000 fatal accidents involving cars and 10 to 15 million injuries worldwide every year.